Ephesians 5. Be ye therefore imitators of God, as beloved children, and walk in love even as the Christ loved us, and delivered himself up for us, an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or unbridled lust, let it not even be named among you, as it becomes saints, and filthiness and foolish talking or jesting, which are not convenient, but rather thanksgiving. For this ye are well informed of, knowing that no fornicator or unclean person or person of unbridled lust, who is an idolater, has inheritance in the kingdom of the Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with vain words, for on account of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Be not ye therefore fellow partakers with them. For ye were once darkness, but now light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is agreeable to the Lord. And do not have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather also reprove them. For the things that are done by them in secret, it is shameful even to say. But all things having their true character exposed by the light are made manifest, for that which makes everything manifest is light. Wherefore he says, Wake up, thou that sleepest, and arise up from among the dead, and the Christ shall shine upon thee. See therefore how you walk carefully, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. For this reason be not foolish, but understanding what is the will of the Lord. And be not drunk with wine, in which is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and chanting with your heart to the Lord, giving thanks at all times for all things to Him who is God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of Christ. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands, as to the Lord. For a husband is head of the wife, as also the Christ is head of the assembly. He is Savior of the body. But even as the assembly is subjected to the Christ, so also wives to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your own wives, even as the Christ also loved the assembly, and has delivered himself up for it, in order that he might sanctify it, purifying it by the washing of water by the word, that he might present the assembly to himself glorious, having no spot or wrinkle or any of such things, but that it might be holy and blameless. So ought men also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He that loves his own wife loves himself. For no one has ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as also the Christ, the assembly. For we are members of his body. We are of his flesh and of his bones. Because of this, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be united to his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. This mystery is great, but I speak as to Christ and as to the assembly. But ye also, every one of you, let each so love his own wife as himself. But as to the wife, I speak that she may fear the husband.